Sure, you're back.
Yeah.
Glad you can make it. Okay, so our Chazar Shir today is going to cover the topic of Omer Lafash versus Omer L'Chatef, the Gemara on Hamer Beis. So the Gemara already sets up the sugya by saying that if Bain, whether you're trying to pater yourself from the Isser of Dalet Amos, Bain, whether you're trying to mechayev yourself after Dalet Amos, the Gemara says that an Amida Lafush, if you stand to rest, from the Lashon Avayi Nafash, an Amida Lafush is going to be considered a Hanacha, an Amida L'Chatef will not be considered a Hanacha. So if you stand Lafush after Dalet Amos, you're Chayev. If you stand L'Chatef after Dalet Amos, you're going to be Pater. B'Huadin, if you stand Lafush Toch Dalet Amos, you're going to be Pater. If you stand L'Chatef Toch Dalet Amos, you're going to be Chayev. So it works Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. The first question in trying to define what Omer L'Chatef versus Omer Lafush is whether this is a din in your kavana, the intention that you have while you're stopping, or whether this somehow is the form of your movement, or how the action of your stopping. Rashi here just says that you're Omer Lafush Lanuach. You're standing to rest, but it's not clear if that's a different kind of a standing than Omer L'Chatef. Rabbeinu Chananu, though, it's very clear that this all seems to be a din in kavana. Pirish lafush, kegon sheyaga b'maso yishalav, umiskaven lamor lehisrabeach v'lanuach. So Rabbeinu Chananu says the difference between omed l'chatef and omed lafush is your intention. Very interestingly, the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, so the Gemara there has a braisa. You have two people who are walking in the street. First person is carrying a beam. Person behind him is carrying a chavis. So the first person stops short. So the guy with the beam stops short, and the person with the barrel on his head walks into him, and the barrel breaks. Who's chayev? So the Gemara in Bava Kama says it depends whether the first person was omed l'chatef or whether he was omed lafush. If he was omed lafush, he's chayev. If he's omed l'chatef, he's pater. That's the distinction of the Gemara in Bava Kama. So we show them there debate exactly why you're chayev in that case. Rashi says that if you're omed lafush, if you stop to rest in the middle of the highway, that's a davar mishuna. Ve'ein reshus rab masuy l'kach. Since you can't just take a picnic break on the highway, so you're going to be liable. But if you just pulled over to fix your tire, so that's darko b'kach, and therefore you're going to be pater. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosos on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph there has two deyas, whether or not it's minkar, whether to the person standing behind you, is it nikar that you're stopping lafush or you're stopping l'chatef? The re quoted in Tosos on the page says that it's minkar shapir im omed lafush o l'chatef. Right, that's why if the person behind you sees that you're stopping permanently, so the first person is going to be chayev. Okay? Tosos holds there's a nikar difference between l'chatef and lafush. The Shidun Kabetzis there quotes the Rashmi Shans, who's cholik, and seems to say it's all a din and kavana, so the person behind you would never know the difference. Okay, so you have two days in Tosis already, whether or not Omei Lafush or Omei L'Chatef is going to be different simply in Kavana or also in terms of the objective characterization of the Maisa. The second, what? Yeah, Bava Kama Lamed Aleph. It's the Tosis and the Rosh Mishnah there. And the Shidduch about this. The second question in trying to ask of Omei Lafush, Omei L'Chatef is what does Omei Lafush or Omer L'Chatef, what does it accomplish? What is that intended to do? So here also you have Machlokes in our Gemara. Here it seems to be Machlokes in Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says that if you're Omer L'Chatef, then it's Lav Amidahi. It's not even defined as standing. The implication being that Amida per se, Amida alone, is considered a Hanacha. Standing still is a Hanacha. If you're Omer L'Chatef, where it's Lav Amidahi, then it's not going to be a hanacha. In contrast, Rabbeinu Chananel here says that if you have kavana, if you're omed lafush, so then it's ki'ilu, you put the chifetz down onto the ground. Implication being that the reason why you're chayv and omed lafush is not because amida alone is enough to be considered a hanacha, but that in the case of omed lafush, putting it, it's considered as if you put the chifetz onto the ground, and that's why you have a ma'isa hanacha. Okay, so it seems like you have machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu, whether an amida alone is considered a hanacha. Lefi Rashi, yes, and the problem is with l'chatef, that it's not defined as a amida. Lafi Rabbeinu Chanan will know. And the whole point of Lafush is that it's not that you're standing, it's as if you put the chepetz onto the ground.
So why is the Rav more extreme in terms of explaining
Amud Lachasi? How do you understand the second? How do you understand the second half of Rabbeinu Chananel? Yeah, so the problem is the second half of Rabbeinu Chananel says about lechatef shekavanosa letakin hamasa shaktefo pater dechimahalich tami. Right? Velo akar velo hiniach. So I thought that Rabbeinu Chananel here probably holds that if you're standing still is kimahalich still. That's what he means. That's why it's lo akar. He says, why is it kimahalich tami? Because lo akar velo hiniach. But l'shitasa, that standing still is still considered a halicha. Against Rashi. Okay. Now, this relates very much to the Shita of the Ravid. If you take the reading of the Ravid in the Shita Kubatis and Ksuvis on Daf Lamed Aleph, it's very nice, right? All these sigis are Daf Lamed Aleph. Ksuvis is Lamed Aleph, and above a comma is Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Ravid says, if you take this reading, that Ben Azai is Mahalech Ka Omeid Dami, and Rosh Hasharabim is Lo Gara from Omeid Lechatef. What's his point? The point is that even if something is defined as ke'omeid dami, you still have to ask whether it's omeid l'chatef or whether it's omeid lafush. And he was willing to say within Ben Azai that he'll distinguish between sometimes an amida in Rosh Hasharabim will be considered l'chatef, and that same amida inside of Rosh Hashayachid will be considered lafush. The point being that amida alone is not going to be considered a ma'isa hanacha.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
The Ravid? The Gemara says, but Mahalach Ko'omei Dami, according to Ben Azai, Mahalach is Ko'omei Dami. Right? So the Ravid says, well, it's Ko'omei, but Omei what? Omei Lafush or Omei L'chatef? Right? So he's willing to say that for Ben Azai and Rosh Hasharabim, Mahalach Ko'omei Dami is Ko'omei L'chatef. Meaning it's not going to be a Hanacha. Whereas all the other Rishonim seem to assume that the moment you say Mahalach is Ko'omei Dami, it is a Hanacha. So I think the Ravid here aligns nicely with in the direction of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's ke'omeid dami, but omeid alone is not enough. Not enough for a ma'isa hanacha. So you might have an interesting nafkamina between these two positions. The nafkamina will be what the Mishnah Brura raises in the Shaar Tzion in Shin Mem Tes Yud Ches. The Mishnah Brura there argues that a stam amida will be considered an omeid lafush. The only time an amida is not considered a hanacha is if it's befoel lechatef. Meaning the default Amida posture is always going to be a Hanacha. It's only if you explicitly go ahead and are Mechatev that it's not going to be considered a Hanacha. Mishnah Berurah brings a Raya from the Gemara later on in Kufnin and Gimel from the animal stopping to be mashed in Meiraglayim. Right, so you see that that's considered a Hanacha, even though it's not necessarily Omeid Lafush. So for the Mishnah Berurah, the rule seems to be like Rashi, that a Stam Amida is a Hanacha. Yes, that would be one nachmina. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, that may very well not be true. You need it to be considered omeid lafush, that it's as if you're putting the chepetz down onto the ground. A second nachmina, this one is admittedly a lot trickier. The Maaser Rokeach in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud of Hilchos Shabbos. So he just wants to know what happens if you have das lechatef and das lafush bevas achas. Okay, he wants to know what's going to be the halacha. So here the nafkamina is a lot trickier because, whatever, it's not clear if those two kavanos are inherently incompatible. And according to Ben Chananel, it's tricky because it's not clear if let's say you're omeid lafush, but you have kavana lechatef. But the way he puts the question is, you pull over because you have to, let's say, readjust your load, but you also want to rest. So you have both kavanos. So according to Ben Chananel, you might say that's not considered putting the chepetz onto the ground because you have das lechitef. Right, you have das to readjust it, so you can't say it's kilu hiniach hachefetz. So it's I feel like this works in, but I'm just not 100% how Rabbeinu Chananel would learn this nafkamina. Okay, so those are two potential nafkaminas to this question.
I mean, the Maaser Rokeach, if I remember correctly, he connected it to just a general question of das heter and das.
Okay, so what I saw, he didn't connect it to the general question. In the first half of the piece, when he talks about, he has three cases, two of them which is poshe.
Yeah.
He thinks if you omeid lechatef and then decide that you'll chapa snooze along with it, So then he thinks that's for sure omed l'chatef. And then in the inverse case where you're omed lafosh, and then you decide to also reload, you also think that's pasha that it's omed lafosh.
Yeah.
But I think in the last case he's just mesupak and leaves it open.
No, well, I mean, I think he decides the suffix, I think he says, I forgot which way he says, but he does decide the suffix and he connects it to the general question, I think.
I don't remember him saying that, and I remember in the first half he did. So we'll check it out afterwards.
Okay.
A third question here, when we're dealing with Omed Lachatef and Omed Lafush, is how does this Hanacha based off Omed Lafush, or this kind of Mahalech, this kind of Hanacha through Hanacha's Gufo, how does that compare to a regular physical Hanacha Agabe Karka? So the first Nafkamina that we saw is the Shita of Ben Azai, according to the Riva and Tosis on Heim and Beis, that even if Mahalech, is Ko'omei Dami, so then Ben Azai would also maintain that Omed Lafush inside Dal Ramos would be Chayev. Okay, so the Marsha already asked, why didn't Tosos say the same thing for Rabbi Akiva's Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya? The Chayfetz lands at the third Amma, then you throw it again for a fourth Amma, so why don't you say that you're Chayev according to Rabbi Akiva? Because in the end of the day, you walked four Amos. So Marsha leaves a Pitzarachi and he says, V'yesh L'hashiv. So what we suggested here is that you can't compare the cases. Because if you're dealing with a physical hanacha, agabe karka, so then everybody's going to hold that that's a hanacha. So Rabbi Kiva, kuta kamisha huncha dami, and you have a physical hanacha, it's nach. There's nothing to talk about. The chiddush here is that omed lafush, according to Ben Azai, would still not be considered a full maisa hanacha. It's sufficient to be mechayiv you in most cases, but it's not sufficient to break up a halicha of dal ramos. So you see that omed lafush, even though it is a hanacha, it's not a sufficient enough hefsek in the act of walking. So that's one nafkamina. Second nafkamina is the chidushi haran. The Ran here quotes the Ra'ah that even if kavana lechatef would undermine this hanacha skufo, kavana lechatef, when you put it down onto the ground, would never undermine hanacha skufo, would never undermine the hanacha. Meaning, if you put the object onto the floor with das to readjust your load, so avada that's going to be considered a ma'isa hanacha, because there, the rationale seems to be, the category of hanachas gufo is no more applicable, and once you're stepping out of hanachas gufo, then we don't care about kavana anymore. Kavana of lechatef and komed lafush is a term that modifies only something within hanachas gufo, not something that's dealing with a real physical hanacha agabe karka. And that seems to be the rationale for the Chidush Ra'ah and quoting the Ra'ah.
How does that answer Marshall's question?
What?
Does that not answer? We're not trying to answer the Marshall's
no,
question.
No, I'm giving you a second nafkamina. According to the Marshall, you simply see that, or at least what's highlighted by the Marshall's question with our answer, is that Omeid Lafush would not break up Halichas Dal Ramos, even though it is considered a Hanacha. But a physical Hanacha Gabe Karak would even break up Dal Ramos. The second nafkamina is the Ra'ah, that Kavana works to define an Amida, whether it's Lafush or Lachatev. Kavana can never define a hanacha gabe karka as l'chatev. Because there you have a physical hanacha and the case is closed.
Second nafkamina to what?
Second nafkamina to show that these cases of hanachas gufo are an inferior kind of hanacha than a hanacha gabe karka. Okay? So even omed lafush would be a weaker kind of hanacha. The Chazanish is mistapeg. The Chazanish in Or HaChaim Samech Beis Dalid. So he's actually mesupak about this point of the Ra'ah. And he suggests that, no, maybe your das could transform a hanacha agabe karka into a hanacha lechatef, in which case, even the hanacha agabe karka would not be considered a hanacha l'inyan chiyuv Shabbos. Okay, so according to the Chazanish, so your das might have, he's mesupak about it, your das might have the ability to transform a hanacha agabe karka into a non-hanacha. Third nafkamina, or a third demonstration of this point, is another suffix of the Chazanish. Let's say you take something from your chaver who's omed l'chatef. So the Chazanish there is mesupuk whether or not that's going to be considered an akira mi'agabe makom hamunach, makom hanacha or not. What's the suffix? Right, it would seem that if he's omed l'chatef, then he's not considered nach. So how come, what's the tzad to say that if you take something from him, it would be considered an akira mi'al gabe makom hanacha? So here we wanted to say that sometimes when you're dealing with sometimes when you're dealing with hanachas gufo, so you could step out and say that hanachas gufo is a term that's only applicable to your act of walking and stopping. Meaning, when you're functioning as a gavra behiluch, the moment we're viewing you as a cheftza relative to someone else's ma'isa hotza, then that would be considered a makam hanacha, a makam hamunach, even though you're only omed lechatev. Okay.
If there's a physical difference between omed lefush and omed lechatev, would that still stand?
Or yeah,
is that really only work?
It would. There's a physical difference between how you're standing, but nonetheless, with respect to our question here, you're acting as a cheftza.
The reason why omed lefush, if there's a physical difference, the reason why omed lechatev is not a hanacha is because objectively you didn't stop.
But I might say that it's objective relative to your act of walking. But relative to someone else's act of walking, then we would consider that to be a makom hanacha. That's I think the answer is to that. Okay. A fourth nafkamina to this point is the shita of Marsar Shalom Gon. Well, when you're dealing with a hanacha al gabe karka, so it would seemingly always be an objective, it would always be objectively determined whether it's nach or not nach. Right? Whereas hanachas gufo, our point is that relative to your maisa hotza, this would be considered, or the point is that the whole category is relative. Relative to whether it's your act, or whether your act is serving for someone else's act of hotza. Okay? A fourth nafkamina to this point would be the position of Marsar Shalom Gon quoted in the Gaonim on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that if you're molech pachas mikashir, you're walking less than Dalet Amos. So the Gemara seems to say that would be.
Can I just clarify? Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah.
Are you trying to taina that an Amud Lafush is going to be more dependent on the circumstances and less objective once it happens? It's just as strong as a real hanacha, or even once it happens, it's not as strong.
I'm not distinguishing between those two.
But shouldn't you distinguish between those two?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm just not breaking it down based off that distinction. You'll see there is a difference here. For example, when you want to talk about, for example, this position of the gonim will be relevant to when you have a ma'isa hanacha through omed lafush. How strong is that? Okay. I'm not sure if that distinction would be important. I mean, what would you bring out with that distinction?
I mean, those are just two different facts about Amud Lafush.
What?
Those are just two different facts about, just two different, I don't know, what do you mean?
What do you mean they're two different facts about it?
One is determining the strength of hanacha, the nature of the hanacha that's created by an amud lafush, and one is just testing how you get to it, which is not necessarily going to get to the nature of the hanacha itself.
I'm not sure that those are separate categories. I mean, somebody could contend the reason why the hanacha is weaker, because by definition, this kind of a hanacha is relative to the circumstance.
Yeah, but those aren't necessarily. Just say that sometimes a lafush doesn't really look like a complete hanacha. But once it does, the point is it's just as strong. Or you can say no, hanacha by nature has to do with the chifetz on ground. And anytime it's going to be on your body, and anytime you have an lafush, it's just, you know, even if you're a complete lafush and you even have the Rabbeinu Chananel's type of lafush.
Yeah, but I'm not sure, and this is an open question, how would you categorize that case of that suffix of the chaznish? Would you characterize that as a question of the quality of the hanacha? Or would you characterize that as whether it's defined as a hanacha? So I think that case, the chaznish, is equally open to both of those interpretations.
Okay.
Because the reason why sometimes omed lechatef could be a hanacha and sometimes not, determined by whether it's relative to his act or someone else's act, is precisely because the hanacha itself is not as strong as a hanacha gabe karka.
No, but once it's hanacha, meaning, for
for him, so it's not a hanacha.
Let's say you're omed lechatev.
Okay.
Right? So if it's your act, so it's not a hanacha. But if it's my act, then it is a hanacha. If I'm taking from you. So why is it that that hanacha could be interpreted in two ways? So I would say that speaks to the weakness of the ma'isa hanacha. You're saying no. That speaks only to the circumstance.
A katana that, if I do myself, so I have personal intention to go forward. So from my perspective, I'm not rested. When he sees me, it looks like I'm rested. And not only does it look like I'm rested, I'm completely rested, and it's just as good as a hanacha itself.
I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced that this isn't a function of the fact that omer lechatef itself is inherently gray. Okay? That's what I think.
What do you mean it's gray?
I think that since the omer lechatef itself is not clear whether it's munach or it's not munach.
So why are we going to make distinctions between you and me?
Because then our perspective could force a definition one way or the other. Similar to what the Ravid is saying, that the reshus through which you're doing the act in will determine how we view the Amida. So I think the Chaznish is saying something similar, that an Omid L'chituf could be defined in one of two ways, and that will be determined by whether it's your act or my act.
Right, so once it's gray, and once we can define it in different ways by looking at it different ways, but then post facto, once we do look at it in a certain way, such as when I'm taking from you, then there's no reason why we shouldn't say that. We look at it in that situation as being a full-fledged Hanach. Legabi me, you're fully munach, and there would be no difference from me taking from you where you're on the lechatef and me just taking from the ground.
Okay, I don't have any nafkamina to that question off the top of my head. And I didn't see any makoros that speak to that question. Right? So I don't know, I'll look into
which
it.
Which question?
So what you're asking me, given. You're saying, I mean, you're straddling both sides of the fence here. You want to contend that, in this case,
but there are two sides.
In this case, the hanacha itself is sufficiently weak.
You're just ignoring one of the sides.
No, I'm not ignoring one of the sides. I'm saying that this case is open to being interpreted as a function of either. Right? You want to say that in this case, this act could be interpreted in one of two ways, because the ma'isa hanacha is weaker. But now you want to ask a secondary question.
No, not because it's weaker. It's not a question of
weakness. That's how I'm interpreting it. I'm interpreting it that it's the weakness of omid l'chituf that allows it to be relativized to the act.
Why does the fact that it's weak make it relative? Why are weak things more relative? I don't understand that.
Okay, so we'll talk about it afterwards. But I'm fairly convinced now that. Okay, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this afterwards. Right. Unless nobody minds.
I think people probably do mind.
I don't mind.
Isaac's staring. He always stares, though.
You can put it to a vote. Who wants to continue the discussion with Ellie? All right, you guys are shot down. Fine. So a fourth nafkamina to this question would be the shita of the Gaon. And the Gemara in Kuflin Gimel Beis says, Oda cheres. That really, if you're stuck, mishecha sheicha, and you know where else to put the chefetz, so you can be molich, pachas mi dal ramos. Okay? So you could walk the chefetz less than four amos. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin says very simply, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, you're omid lafush, that you stand still, and that's considered a hanacha toch dal ramos. Mar Sar Shalom Gon, quoted in the Otzar Gonim here, argues that you have to sit down with the chefetz. Tzarech leishev. The shaila is why should tzarech leishev? Don't we say that omed lafush is considered a ma'isa hanacha? So lavush in Siman Reish Samech Vav was so bothered by this position of Mar Sar Shalom Gom that he claimed that he only meant it as a din drabana. Can't be that it's a din daraisa. And he points to the second half of the tshuva where Mar Sar Shalom Gom says that if you do this in a karmelis you get malchus. He says, yeah, malchus you'll get, but you'll never get. You know, onesh misa or karis. The Eliyahu Rabbah is very upset with this. Eliyahu Rabbah holds that, of course, it has to be doraisa for the Mar Sar Shalom Gon, and he points out that the only time he says you get malchus is in a case of a karmelis. But if it's not in a karmelis, then the lashon of the tshuva is that you're machal Shabbos. And Chal Shabbos connotes that it's a din d'oraisa of Chil Shabbos. So if it's a din d'oraisa, then Hadja Kush L'duchta. How come Omer Lafush is not midoraisa sufficient to break up the act of Dalar Amos Prishas Rab?
You said that?
What? The Elya Rabba. Elya Rabba is like on the bottom of the Lavush. So the Magen Avraham also in Simin Reish Samech Vav off Sif Zayin. So the Magen Avraham tries to explain the Shita by saying that Kivan Sheino Omeid Ela Kedei Shelo Yavali De Isser, since the only reason why you're stopping is to prevent yourself from violating Dalet Amos Birshas Arabim, so in effect you're dealing with a kind of an Omeid L'chitov. Your act looks like an Omeid Lafush, or your intention is to rest. That's the local intention. But the broader intention is that you could continue walking, because that's why you're stopping Lafush. So according to the Marsar Shalom Gon, you're caught in a vicious catch-22. You're Omer Lafush so that you could continue. But by definition, if it's Aldas to continue, then you're dealing with Omer L'chatev. And what's the pshat in Rashi? Why does Rashi and Avodah Zarah hold that it's sufficient to be Omer Lafush? So the Chor, you would say, the machlokas between Rashi and Marsar Shalom Gon here is how do we define Omer Lafush? Do we define them locally based off the local intention of what you are trying to do in this act of stopping? Or do we find it more broadly in terms of what is this act of stopping? How does it relate to your broader act of halicha? Marsar Shalom Gon says we define it broadly. Rashi says you define it locally.
I think it would be Rashi also,
because Rashi here doesn't say that it's physical. Rashi in Shabbos doesn't say it's physical. Rashi doesn't say it's physical. Rashi just never invokes kavana.
Right.
So if you want to argue from not invoking kavana that it means physical, then it would work out nicely. Right? You'll say that Rashi defines it locally. It's all about the tzura. If you want, you could read it also into Rashi in Bava Kama Lamed Aleph, because Rashi there says that Omeid Lafush is the Mishunehu. You're doing something different inside the Rishis Rabim. So you might say that Mishunah can't just be a function of Das. Mishunah would have to be objectively you're doing something weird in a public thoroughfare.
Why can't it be based on Das?
You want to say that you have a Chiyuv Nezikin based off having Das Mishunah? Inside of Shisra Rabim, you know how many times you'd be chayav for Nezikin?
If you're doing what you're supposed to do, right? Okay, you know what? I can't talk to somebody. We'll talk after.
All right.
Can't you also say that this would be relate back to the Chazon Ish when you have conflicting kavanas? So here you could just say your Maisa tells you that you want to do Omeid Lafush. But your kavana is l'chatev, so it's the equivalent of chazon ish's suffix from before. And when you have fallout on two sides, you have the same.
The suffix if you have both of them about sachas?
Yeah.
Oh, the ma'aser rokeach.
Ah, sorry, ma'aser rokeach. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's clever. Maybe this would be a kind of ma'aser rokeach suffix. I would say that they're different because the ma'aser rokeach is talking about when the lafush and l'chatev are on the same plane. Here we're saying that locally it's lafush, generally it's l'chatev. So I hear it's sad to be mechayev tina. But yeah, it's a very similar suffix. Okay, so that's all assuming that the pshat and Marsar Shalom Gon is that you're dealing with a kind of, the point of Marsar Shalom Gon is that if you have das to continue, then it's effectively an omer l'chatev. However, you could understand Marsar Shalom Gon differently. Perhaps what he means is not that this amida is omer l'chatev, but that when you're dealing with dalet amos b'rishus harabim, you're dealing with a separate mechayev. This works in very nicely with the lashon of the tshuva. He says that even if you're omer lafush, you're chayiv. Why? Shaharei halicha achasi. It's one act of walking. So it's true that you had a maisa hanacha in the middle. But what happens if lu yitzir, you could have a continuous walking inside a rishus harabim for 100 amos with maisa hanachas in between? So Marsha Shalom Gun would say, you violated dalet amos for rishus harabim.
What does one act of walking
mean? So the chiddush would be that you could have a maisa hanacha. But a ma'isa hanacha doesn't. If the ma'isa hanacha doesn't undermine your act of walking, so then you're gonna be chayiv. Why is this case one act of walking? So he would say because you had das to continue.
How is it different than
Why is it different than the first read? The first read says that das to continue undermines your maisa hanacha. It's omer lechatev. He might say it's omer lafush. It's a maisa hanacha. But let's say you could string together every segment of three amos based off a common das.
The point is exactly what you want to
do. I have das to get from here to 210th Street. So the fact that I stop every three amos is irrelevant because my das is mitzarifit into one act of walking. So what's a nafkamina? I think an easy nafkamina is the taz. The taz here in Reish Samech Vav says that if you're dealing with two people and they hand it off to each other every three amos, then the chuli amo you'd be pater. So we just asked, why should that be l'chuli alma pater? Why shouldn't that just be a kind of shtayim shesua? So the point, especially if each one is handing it off to the other with das to continue, right? So it should kind of just be an omid l'chatev of shtayim shesua. But if the point, if the mechayiv here is a halicha achas, so you might say by definition when you're dealing with two people, it can't be a halicha achas. It's built into the way the case is structured that it can't be halicha achas, and merely you've got to be pater. So here you might have a very interesting an interesting result that let's say you held like the Chazanish that if you take it from your chaver who's domid l'chatef, it's not considered munach. I don't know, so maybe you might even say that that's not considered halicha achas with respect to dalramos precious rabin because you're dealing with two separate people.
Wasn't that the suggestion of Gemara?
What?
That was the suggestion of Gemara.
With Behemto and whatever?
Behemto, I have someone else.
Right, but the Shiloh is there. Yomei Lafush or Yomei Lechatev? Thank you.
It's like you're passing for another. What does that mean?
Wait a minute. You mean the Gemara on Kufn and Gimel on base with Behemto?
Yeah, I thought the original the suggestion after that was also if you're walking with one other person.
Kishahime Haleches, though. That's when it's walking. Thought his safek is a case where you take it from your chaver when he stops. So he's omed lafush. The problem is you're getting out of the problem of the goanim when the goanim say that omed lafush al das to continue doesn't help you.
So the chazanishim is extending that to just a general idea of the fact that it would be considered not from the chaver. I mean, let's say however you walk with the chaver, then he would take it from you. But that would the chazanish consider that to be not?
Not sure. I don't know. Not sure.
More extreme view you take on how what's considered a halicha achas, you might just say that sitting down doesn't break down halicha achas either.
Oh.
Then you run into yourself.
So 1 second, so I'll get so the other point, then you might have another nafkamina here. I'll get that in 1 second. You have another nafkamina here to this question, whether it's a mechaya based off that now you're defined as omid lechatev because of the catch 22, or whether it's because of halicha achas. What happens if you're walking from Rosh Hashayachid to a makom p'tur, to Rosh Hashanah, to a makom p'tur, to Rosh Hashanah, and you're omeid lechatef at each makom p'tur. So you might say that when you're dealing with chilef reshios, there's no such mechayiv as halicha achas. The mechayiv of halicha achas is a mechayiv of dalet amos Rosh Hashanah. But when you're dealing with chilef reshios, you need an akira on one reshios and a hanacha on another reshios. So kechol that you're omeid lafush inside the makom p'tur, even though you have das to continue, it's still a ma'isa hanacha, and that ma'isa hanacha will pater you from the chilef reshios. A third nafkamina would be precisely the suffix of the Chazanish, his first suffix, against the Chidush Eran, is what Yonatan's pointing out. Let's say you're sitting down with das to continue. So I thought, and this is what the tshuva of Marsar Shalom, this is the question that his tshuva begs. If it's really true that anytime you have das to continue, it's considered das lachatev, it's omed lachatev, so why does yeshiva help you? Why does sitting down make a difference?
Objective.
What?
It's objective.
So I would say either you'd answer this by saying what we said for the Ran, at the moment you're stepping into a physical hanacha agave karka, then das is irrelevant. Or you'll say that the Marashar Shalomgun was never worried about omed lachatev in this tshuva. And in a chanami, if he's worried about omed lachatev, yeshiva wouldn't help. I mean, if the Magen Avraham's interpretation was correct, yeshiva wouldn't work. The point here is that he's worried with something that's defined as halicha achas. So the moment, so a hanochas gufo is not a stira to halicha achas, but a yeshiva agabe karka is a stira to halicha achas. Because physically you were sitting, it's not one halicha. So you might say that would be a nafkamina to Marsar Shalom. Then Aga, we pointed out two more haros. we said that if this is really true, that there's room to distinguish between the hanochas achefetz and hanochas gufo through mahalich kol medami. So it might be more than just a suffix in the Gemara and daf gimel amid aleph, not just a shaila whether akiras gufos ka akiras chefetz dami, but maybe it's an actual machlokas tanaim. So we pointed to the at least the havamin in the Gemara and sadi zayin amid aleph according to the Bach, where the Gemara suggests that there's machlokas tanaim when you walk through rishis rabim lirishis rabim derech rishis ayach rishis ayach lirishis ayach derech rishis rabim. So the Bach explained that Gemara, explained that machlokas as a machlokas in hanochas gufo, kanochas chefetz dami or not. So this would mean that there might have been a daya in the Tanaim who doesn't hold of hanochas gufo, kanochas chefetz dami, in addition to the suffix of the Gemara and daf gimel. So it's a suggestion we made in Shir for hanochas gufo, kanochas chefetz. Another marmokan that we pointed to is the Ritva in Ksuves and Daf Lamed Aleph, according to Shitun Kabatzat, where the Ritva there wanted to argue that if you have a real physical akira mi agabe karka, so a hanachas gufo can pater you from the real physical akira. And that's why the Ritva said that the case in Ksuves Lamed Aleph must be a case where you the akira was the physical akira was done biptur. Because if you had a physical akira shel chiyuv, then a benazai hanochas gufo couldn't pater you from that physical akira. You have an akira ma'alia versus a hanocha grua. Well, yeah, the Ritva was arguing that if you have a physical akira shel chiyuv, where you pick the chefetz off the ground, then a pseudo hanocha, let's say a benazai, which is the case that he's dealing with, can never pater you from that physical akira. Lo shavik akira ma'alia la hanocha grua, something like that. So we were arguing that you might say something very similar for hanachas kufo kanachas chefetz dami. Even though the Ritva is saying it for benazai, you might want to contend it also for hanachas kufo. Hanachas kufo wouldn't be able to pater you from a physical akira.
For the Ravid
and the Ramban.
No, the Rashba.
Why?
He's saying that it's logar and amlachate.
No, I thought we were saying that inside Rosh Hasharabim you'd have to view it as a halicha. Inside Rosh Hashayachid you'd view it as a hanacha. But not that this hanacha skufa doesn't have the power to undermine a physical akira. Okay? Okay, so the Ritva in Ksuvis is arguing that if you have an akira shalchiyuv, so hanacha skufa can't pater you from it. We pointed to the Ramban on Daf Ches in Shabbos, where he has a similar shita, but in the opposite case. There, the Ramban asked on the shita of the Ravid, a different shita of the Ravid, if you hold that Akira's Rishus, Hava Akira, so then how do you ever have the Ptur of Rabbi Yochanan? Right? After all, even if the Akira was done by Ptur, Akira's Rishus, Hava Akira, so the moment you step outside, it should be considered a new Maisa Akira Shachiv. So Ramban left the Betzarachian, but we suggested, very simply, that the Ravid would hold it. If you have an Akira Shel Ptur, then a kind of a pseudo-Akira can never undermine it. So the Akira Grua of Akira's Rishus Hava Akira is not sufficient to restart the clock for the physical Akira Me'al Gabe Karka. Okay, so these are just two analogous cases, even though they're different. The Rich was talking about Ben Azai, and the Ramban and the Ravid are talking about a case of Akira's Rishus Hava Akira. We're just contending that there's a third category here of Omed Lafush, where it's based off Hanachas Gufo, but it's also a kind of a Hanach or Akira Grua based off Akira Skufo Ka Hanachas Chefetz Dami. Okay, so that's what we have to say for Omed Lafush and Omed L'Chatef. Maybe tomorrow or Sunday we'll have a Chazar Shira on the Havdaros of Rosh Hashanah. Okay.